Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, a CBS poll has found that Cyclospora is changing Americans' eating habits. A new poll conducted by CBS News YouGov found that 4 in 10 Americans are buying or eating less produce because of the parasitic outbreak that's been linked to iceberg lettuce in 9 states. Most Americans are also following news of the outbreak somewhat closely, per the survey. Actually, it's about the same number of as Americans who are following coverage of the Iranian war.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the CBS News YouGov found that respondents' confidence in the FDA's ability to solve the problem is mixed, but largely falls along party lines, with Republicans more optimistic. CBS News also reported that staff and program cuts at the FDA may have contributed to how bad this situation has gotten. And I will say, I am that 4 in 10. I'm one of the 4 in 10 Americans. I've been extra careful. Listen, I got enough issues without Cyclospora. But I had a giant salad yesterday with my family, but homegrown lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes.
Yeah, so you're fine. And that's, I've done that a couple of times where I've wanted, like, that's what I felt like having, but then I thought,
I think if you go to a farmer's market, if you get locally grown, you're good. Yeah.
I wish the Soulard market was open all week, but it's not.
Oh, is it not?
It's Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
There's a lot of good stuff there. But
oh yeah, I had the Soulard experience after going to D's to see Connor Smith, my friend who lives there. They have a golf cart, and I got to do the thing where you drive around Soulard in the golf cart.
We can talk about the golf carts.
It was so fun. And then they went to the farmer's market, the Soulard farmer's market, and the golf cart. Again, I'm falling in love with these neighborhoods. I almost bought a house in Soulard this weekend.
Good luck. So, Amy, did you see that in Minneapolis, they had a little bit of a poo problem?
Oh, my gosh, no.
So, at some point on Thursday morning, liquid manure was spilled on the interstate. A lot of it. Oh. And so these cars had driven through it. It was on Highway 62, near 28th Avenue, if you know where that is, in South Minneapolis. And people were reporting that it was leaving a significant and rancid smell on their cars. There's actually one video, and it's one of the, you know, the highway fixed cameras, the traffic cameras. And there are two cars driving side by side, and one drives through the puddle and just douses the other car next to it.
Oh, my gosh.
How in the world does this happen? Do you remember back in, I think I want to say it was March of this year, a septic tank truck that cleans out septic tanks got stalled on a train track?
Oh, no.
And got demolished by the train?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember what that was. Well, we had a derailment in Eureka. Did you see that? That was the coal derailment? Coal train?
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I did see that. regarding Minneapolis, I will say this. People who have driven through it, and I'm watching the video now, this woman said she's taken her car through the car wash 5 times, has aired it out. It smells so bad that she is going to sell her car.
You have to do the thing that Seinfeld did, where he got the BO stench in the car, and he just parked it, and he threw the keys in it, and he said, take it.
That's what you have to do.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.